It is beyond central, beyond critical, beyond essential for you to understand there is a globalist force that wants a post-industrial world. 6+ billion people starve to death and dead within 8 years. And even Elon Musk comes out and says, we'll have billions die. Civilization's about to collapse. We've got to have a pro-human future. We've got to have more children. We've got to use fossil fuels. We've got to set up clean nuclear. But the globalists say, no, you don't get nuclear and you don't get fossil fuels. You get windmills, which they know can't supply 10% of the energy humans need and never will. And all the Hollywood scum and the globalists think we're stupid and think we're going to sit here while they destroy civilization, and then they're going to claim things are collapsing because of global warming when they're collapsing because of them. They are the enemy. They are the problem. They devalue the currencies. They bought up the markets and the infrastructure and the companies and the intellectual property by their fraud. And now they're handing us this fraud and this debt and saying, oh, it's your fault this has happened. Or, oh, we didn't know this would take place. Or Chuckie Schumer came out there, got a video of it here. Forgot to give it to the crew. Grab that video. And said, we need to raise taxes on the middle class and poor people. That's the reason we have inflation. So right as all your products cost more, they want to charge you more taxes so the little people have less money to spend, but all the big banks that created the quadrillions in fiat currency to buy up everything, well, ladies and gentlemen, they say that that's something that we should just submit to and that's something we should just go along with. In fact, let's play the clip. Here is clip 10. Chuckie Schumer claims the only way to reduce Bidenflation is to raise taxes. Like saying, only way to put out a fire is to throw gasoline on it. Here it is.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
By the 50s, there was a scientific consensus in the Anglo-American establishment, that means the British Empire merged with the United States after Bretton Woods, to have a post-human world where humans became a corporate commodity of the ruling class that would create stability, end war, they said, and be the final revolution or the end of history. It's either called the final revolution or the end of history. Look those terms up. Look up anything I say. It's how the crew can sit there and look it up and find it. I tell you, Bertrand Russell talked about nuking all the major cities to get rid of most of the humans to have peace in the 1950s. Just because he said it, you can pull it up. Or I tell you that David Rockefeller bragged the New York Times about putting Mao Zedong into power in 1949. You can look the damn thing up. 1976. And so all you got to do is write down what I say, and 95% of it is not speculation. It is admitted fact. A decision was made, ladies and gentlemen. The decision was made to end free society everywhere and bring in tyranny. And that's why you see the headlines in Bloomberg and in the Financial Times of London, the Washington Post, New York Times saying dictatorship is good, censorship is good, and that's what we need. Because they're selling you authoritarianism because they don't want you and I to have a seat at that table. I want us to have a seat at the table. I want us to have a pro-human, altruistic, renaissance, liberal future. Not the liberal authoritarian counterfeit, but the real liberal future that Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin, and Voltaire, and so many others talked about. So we've got one hell of a broadcast lined up for you here. And everything is aligning right now. So it's going to be crystal clear which side you're going to decide to be on. Now, you will get the most important information. And you will get the real secrets here. That's why the globalists are up late at night trying to figure out how to deal with us. Because we're over the zeitgeist. We're over the target. And we've got a lot of huge news and a very special guest joining us in the second hour today. And I just want to ask all the great viewers and listeners to think about how important it is that you care enough to be tuned in right now and that you care enough to care about your world. because the general public's still in a coma, but a larger and larger minority of people of every race, color, and creed that love liberty, who have the same spirit, we're brothers and sisters in that spirit, transcending what color we are or where we came from, more and more you're realizing that you're the brain trust that is going to share this information worldwide when people will be ready to accept it, which is now. This is our greatest moment coming. This is the battle that's been foretold for thousands of years against good and evil, and it's going to be rough. But on the other side, when we come out of this storm, the sun will be rising, and the new island of liberty and freedom will be waiting, and it's called the stars and beyond. We are together. We are invincible. It is beyond central, beyond critical, beyond essential for you to understand there is a globalist force that wants a post-industrial world, 6+ billion people starved to death and dead within 8 years. And even Elon Musk comes out and says, we'll have billions die, civilization is about to collapse, we've got to have a pro-human future, we've got to have more children, we've got to use fossil fuels, we've got to set up clean nuclear. But the globalists say, no, you don't get nuclear and you don't get fossil fuels. You get windmills, which they know can't supply 10% of the energy humans need and never will. And all the Hollywood scum and the globalists think we're stupid and think we're going to sit here while they destroy civilization. And then they're going to claim things are collapsing because of global warming when they're collapsing because of them. They are the enemy. They are the problem. They devalued the currencies. They bought up the markets and the infrastructure and the companies and the intellectual property by their fraud. And now they're handing us this fraud and this debt and saying, oh, it's your fault this has happened. Or, oh, we didn't know this would take place. Or Chucky Schumer came out there. I got a video of it here. Forgot to give it to the crew. Grab that video. And said, we need to raise taxes on the middle class and poor people. That's the reason we have inflation. So right as all your products cost more, they want to charge you more taxes so the little people have less money to spend, but all the big banks that created the quadrillions in fiat currency to buy up everything, well, ladies and gentlemen, they say that that's something that we should just submit to and that's something we should just go along with. In fact, let's play the clip. Here is clip 10. Chucky Schumer claims the only way to reduce Bidenflation is to raise taxes. Like saying, only way to put out a fire is to throw gasoline on it. Here it is.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Let's go ahead and go to Greg Reese's report on the inflation wars.
The most effective control technique deployed by the American media is to distract the audience. This is very easy to do because everyone takes the bait. But today's distractions are threatening our very lives. While people are busy discussing their opinions on he said, she said nonsense from Hollywood stars and celebrating the fact that one of the billionaires who made hundreds of millions off the COVID lockdowns just bought Twitter, the banker's agenda continues to move forward unobstructed. The World Economic Forum has made their intentions clear. You will own nothing and like it. And the best way to accomplish this is through more lockdowns, permanent lockdowns, with occasional breaks for good behavior. Just as China led the way in 2020, showing the world how efficiently a totalitarian regime can fight a fake pandemic, the rest of the world soon followed. Shanghai is now building cages around entire apartment buildings to keep people from escaping, an entire new method of government mass murder. America's version will be so much more cozy. World nations are beginning to adopt the carbon tax and cutting off the fuel supply while announcing massive fuel shortages. In America, Gavin Newsom is leading the way by cutting off the water and power to Californians after years of creating the problem by turning off production. While facing a massive fertilizer shortage, Bill Gates owns the majority of farmland and wants you to eat nothing but genetically modified synthetic food products. And he marches forward, no matter how much you make fun of him on social media. And while we face an immediate shortage of fresh foods and staple items, over a dozen food processing plants have been destroyed in recent weeks. It may not be possible to see the entire picture from the level where we are at, but they are going to shut us down again. The very systems of government we believed were put in place to serve us are being used to kill us by billionaires and banks while they maximize their own profits. That much is clear. And as far as the ones perpetrating this human liquidation, what they can clearly see is that we will obey. We will put the mask on when we are told, and we will take it off when we are told. And we will celebrate that as a victory. They know that we will ignore their destruction of America so long as they feed us distractions to ruminate over on social media, just as they are doing right now. On January 20th of this year, the WHO submitted a proposal that would give the World Health Organization international authority over pandemic response, meaning no more recommendations, but de facto law. This proposal has been fast-tracked by Washington for consideration at the World Health Assembly this May. They want to make you stay inside your home and die quietly, peacefully, where no one notices. Many of you may doubt that they will get away with any of this, but our actions say differently. Our actions suggest that they can do it again. And so long as we have a voice on Twitter, once we are locked down in our homes again, we can complain of the food shortages, the rolling blackouts, and the cyber attacks. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you want to survive, if you want to stop what they're doing, you've got to take action. You've got to go to band.video. It's a featured video. Or click the left-hand corner, go to the Greg Reese section. It just went up a few minutes ago. And the headline is very, very important to understand what we're dealing with. Incoming carbon taxes and worldwide climate lockdowns. That's their plan. They said it 10 years ago and 2 years ago. We knew it was coming, and here it is being announced in Italy and other areas. So for my own sake and my family's sake, I won't get out of this unless you wake up. I'm talking to new listeners. And none of us will get out of this unless we wake up the sheeple. So listeners, the games are over. The world government's out in the open. The wars, the open borders, the forced inoculations, the climate lockdowns, it's all here. I've got articles right here, mainstream news, Biden announcing the UN will control all of our COVID responses or disease responses in the future. It's all happening now. Sure, I put it in my film Endgame 15 years ago. What does that matter if we don't take action? Doug in Connecticut, go ahead.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good, brother.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know I'm not looking for a thing out of it, but I'm absolutely positive that some years ago I'm the one that started the Alex Jones was right slogan on in the YouTube chat.
It was probably you, brother. Tell us how you did it.
Well, I've been a retired cop for 8 years. My wife's a teacher, and she'd come home exhausted every day. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I'd be like, man, you wouldn't believe what Alex covered today, and blah, blah, blah. And she thought I was nuts until the election was stolen, and then it was like somebody gave her smelling salts. Boom, she woke up. So I would tell her, I'm like, you know what? This dude's got the hand of God on him for sure. And in all the chat rooms you or I or your fans would watch, my name on YouTube is The Electric Eye with the Judas Priest album cover on there. I put up two lightning bolts in an eyeball and I'd type it in all caps. Alex Jones was right. And I would keep hammering it. And sure enough, there it is. And that's freaking awesome. And I'm glad I was able to help contribute to it.
Brother, I believe you. That's the magic of it. And I'm not just right. We, the people are always right because we love God. Where do you think this world's going, brother?
Man, I started reading the Bible this year. I'm in the Lamentations of Jeremiah right now, and I don't know if God's going to save us one more time, but I encourage everybody to read the Bible. To me, that's our human history, and it's just repetitive. God gives you the great earth and the animals and this and that, and people go against them, worship false idols, do evil things, and then he slams you, and he's going to test you with Satan, just like Job. Everybody should be reading the book of Job. You're going to get slaughtered. I know I have. I know you are. We all are now. we're being tested. And you got to keep your faith in God and keep going forward. And if someday we witness the end of the earth, we go up, they go down. You know, that's why I don't know. It's 50-50 where we're going to go. But we're going to go out fighting. And Trump and DeSantis and you and I and everybody else that's fighting a good fight will be remembered as the heroes of today. And we'll have some bragging rights up in heaven as well, you know.
Brother, beautifully said. I love you, Doug. Thanks for your support. And I believe that you coined the term Alex Jones is right.